Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that they were where I am, so that they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you. And they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There are few places in Scripture where we most beautifully hear Christ speak about the church. This gospel is taken from what is called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. This is the prayer that Jesus makes in the Gospel of John chapter 17, right before his crucifixion and death. In this prayer, the Lord is making known his Father's will, his own will, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the fruits of his passion, death, and resurrection. So we heard previously in John chapter 17 how the Lord prayed for the apostles, for their strengthening, how the Lord prayed that he might glorify the Father through his own crucifixion, how the Lord might manifest the Father's will in the world. And now towards the end of this beautiful prayer, we hear Jesus speak to the apostles, once again, those men who are the first bishops of Holy Mother Church, representing the church. And he says, Lord, I don't only pray for these men. I pray for all those who will come to believe because of their ministry. What he's talking about here is the ordained ministry, the ministry of the episcopacy, of being a bishop. This is the ministry of the church. Lord, I don't pray just for these men. I pray for all those who will come to believe in me through their word, through the workings of Holy Mother Church. I pray for all those who will be baptized, who will be confirmed, who receive the Holy Eucharist, who will be anointed, all those who will be ordained, who will enter into the sacrament of marriage, who receive my mercy and reconciliation. I pray for all of them, Father, that they also may enjoy the fruits that these 12 men enjoy with me now, that unity that I have shared, that I have taught, that I have manifested. May all those who believe in me in ages to come also receive those fruits and that unity. In other words, what the Lord is praying for in today's gospel is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. It is his mystical body. Pius XII published a wonderful encyclical entitled Mystici Corporis, the mystical body of Christ. And in this encyclical, in this papal writing, he speaks about the church being the continuation of Christ's ministry in the world. Of course, this theology will provide the foundations of the Second Vatican Council's document on the church, which is entitled Lumen Gentium. In this document, we read how the church is not just a group of people who decided to follow Jesus. The church is not just a conglomerate of minds that think alike. The church, most definitively, is in Christ. The church is Christ working mystically in the world. This is why St. Paul will say over and over again throughout all of his letters, in Christos, in Christos, in Christos. You do all things in Christ, with Christ. We say this also in the Holy Mass, through him and with him and in him, to you, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. When we say that we are members of the Holy Catholic Church, we are not saying that we are members of a denomination of Christianity. We are saying that we are members of the body of Jesus that he established. Not that was established by any particular person's opinion or any particular person's interpretation of the Bible. This is what was established by Jesus himself. This is the church that Jesus himself prayed for in John chapter 17. This is the church that Jesus desires to continue manifesting his unity with the Father and reflecting his glorious love in the world. The church typically couples this gospel passage and the entirety of John chapter 17 with the Ascension and Pentecost. As we have mentioned multiple times, the Ascension and Pentecost are two sister events, if you will. They're events that must be understood in tandem, that must be seen together. The Pentecost is only possible by merit of the Ascension. Only because Jesus goes to sit at the right hand of his Father is the Holy Spirit able to descend among us and dwell in our hearts. These two events in salvation history also are what make possible the manifestation of the Church. Let us ask the Lord to continue guiding us as his mystical body, always to seek manifesting his love, his mercy in the world, allowing the splendor of his beauty to shine through us, firstly through our devotion to the seven sacraments, these avenues of grace which Jesus has poured out from his pierced side in the cross. And through faithfulness to these sacraments, let our hearts be imbibed, infused, aflamed with the fires of the Holy Spirit's love in a zealous desire to manifest, to preach the gospel to all the ends of the earth. Amen.